News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The death toll in the massive landslide that destroyed a row of 20 houses of tea estate workers in the high-range Idukki district of Kerala rose to 43 on Sunday evening after 17 more bodies were retrieved from the debris. 3 days after the settlements were swept away by devastating landslides at Pettimudi near Rajamala, authorities have now decided to take help of sniffer dogs to trace the persons buried under the debris, news agency PTI quoted officials saying. According to officials, 78 people were staying at the spot where the tragedy occurred. While 12 were rescued, 43 bodies were found. Officials said efforts were on to find the rest. The India Meteorological Department has predicted extremely heavy rainfall in Kasaragod, Kannur, Wayanad, Kozhikode, Malappuram and Alappuzha districts. Sounding a red alert, the IMD said these districts are likely to receive over 20 centimeters of rain in the next 24 hours. IMD officials said almost all districts north of Alappuzha are likely to receive over 20 centimeters of rain. There is likely to be a reduction in rainfall from Tuesday, they said. The picturesque landscape of Pettimudi was flattened into a rough patch of boulders and mud, with parts of asbestos and tin sheets seen scattered around. The incident is said to have occurred in the wee hours of Friday when a huge mound of earth fell on the row houses and 2 children and 5 women were among the deceased, most of whom were plantation workers from neighbouring Tamil Nadu. NDRF chief in charge of South Indian state, Rekha Nambiar, is leading the 55-member team which is entrusted with the search and rescue mission. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for Idukki, Malappuram and Wayanad districts on Sunday. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister K. Palaniswamy has assured support to his Kerala counterpart Pinarayi Vijayan on rescue efforts. I spoke to Honorable CMO Kerala today morning about the tragic loss of lives and damages caused due to heavy rain and landslides at Munnar. I promised to provide necessary support and rescue and relief operations, Palaniswamy said on his Twitter handle. Incessant rains, landslides and opening of shutters of dams across rivers have caused rise in water level in rivers and streams in central Kerala. Normal life of people living in low-lying areas of Kottayam and Alappuzha has been affected, with floodwaters entering their homes. Low-lying areas in Kottayam and Alappuzha districts are heavily impacted due to flooding. Hundreds of families have been shifted to relief camps from low-lying areas, including Kumarakom and Kuttanar regions of Kottayam and Alappuzha districts, they said. A car with a man was washed away in floodwaters at Manarkar area in Kottayam district in the wee hours of Sunday. The NDRF team has launched a rescue operation for the missing person, identified as Justin, a native of Angamali. He's an airport taxi driver. Considering the health crisis, the authorities have opened separate camps for different categories of the flood-affected people. In Ernakulam district, 1,203 flood-affected people have been shifted to relief camps, while 1,118 persons have been lodged in general relief camps. 67 senior citizens are staying in camps for persons above 60 years of age. 18 persons are staying in the camps set for quarantine people, district administration officials said. The condition of at least 14 passengers of the ill-fated Air India Express flight that crashed while attempting to land at the Karipur airport remains critical, Malappuram district collector K. Gopalakrishnan said on Sunday. 18 people, including the pilot and co-pilot of the Air India Express flight from Dubai, lost their lives when it overshot the tabletop runway at the airport while landing in heavy rains and fell into a valley 35 feet below and broke into 2 portions on Friday night. So far, 49 people have been discharged from various hospitals in Malappuram and Kozhikode. The condition of 14 people remains critical, Gopalakrishnan said. The remaining 109 people are under treatment at different hospitals. 18 people, including the pilot and the co-pilot, lost their lives in the plane crash. Air India Express on Sunday said the mortal remains of 16 passengers who lost their lives in the plane crash have been handed over to their families. The bodies of the pilot and co-pilot of the AIE flight were handed over to their families on Saturday. The remains of co-pilot Akhilesh Kumar were cremated on Sunday with attendance from all family members as well as officials of Air India and Air India Express at Mathura, his hometown, it said. The Congress on Sunday said Sonia Gandhi will continue as interim president till such time a proper procedure is implemented in the not-too-distant future to elect a party chief. Congress spokesperson Abhishek Singhvi, during an online media briefing, said it was true that Sonia Gandhi's tenure as interim chief comes to an end on August 10, 1 year after she assumed the post, but it did not mean that the seat automatically falls vacant that day. Sonia Gandhi is the president. She will continue till such time as a proper procedure is implemented, and it will be implemented in the not-too-distant future, he told reporters. Yes, her tenure comes to an end on August 10, but be rest assured that there is a process which goes through the CWC. This will be followed in the near future and a result will emerge, he said. The procedure is written in the Congress's constitution and the party is committed to follow it, Singhvi said, adding that it was being done and information will be shared on it soon. Asked about the prevailing confusion over whether Sonia Gandhi's term ends on Monday or there is no deadline for when the term of an interim president ends, he said it is very clear that neither nature nor politics nor political parties permit or tolerate a vacuum. Just like nature abhors a vacuum, political parties cannot function in a vacuum. It is true that the tenure is expiring tomorrow. There is a laid down procedure in the constitution for elections. As you know, it goes through the CWC, etc., Singhvi said. Now, in the meanwhile, if anybody is suggesting that the Congress will become headless on the stroke of midnight on August 10, you have to only ask yourself, is it possible? Is that a fair interpretation of any constitution that on August 10 suddenly the seat becomes vacant, he said. Sonia Gandhi had taken over as interim chief on August 10 last year after Rahul Gandhi resigned, taking responsibility for the party's debacle in the Lok Sabha election. Continuing its probe in the Sushant Singh Rajput case, the Enforcement Directorate has grilled Shovik Chakraborty, brother of actress Riya Chakraborty, for the second time in connection with their financial transactions. Shovik, who went to the ED office around noon on Saturday, was seen leaving after more than 18 hours around 7 a.m. on Sunday. According to officials, he has reportedly given evasive or unconvincing replies to the ED team quizzing him and is likely to be summoned again on Monday. Besides, Riya Chakraborty will also be summoned by the ED for another round of questioning on Monday. She had first been questioned for over 8 hours on Friday. Among other things, the ED is investigating the money laundering angle in the Sushant case after the late actor's father, Krishna Kishore Singh, lodged a complaint with Patna police to question certain financial matters pertaining to his son. On June 14, Sushant's body was found hanging at his Bandra flat in what was termed a suicide, sparking a huge uproar in Bollywood and political circles. Chinese government-linked hackers have been targeting U.S. election infrastructure ahead of the 2020 presidential election, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said on Sunday, indicating a more active level of alleged Chinese interference. O'Brien's comments appeared to go beyond a statement released on Friday by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which said China has been expanding its influence efforts and that Russia was already trying to undercut Democratic candidate Joe Biden, but did not specifically accuse Beijing of hacking attempts against U.S. election-related systems. They would like to see the president lose, O'Brien said on CBS's Face the Nation. China, like Russia, like Iran, they have engaged in cyber attacks and phishing and that sort of thing with respect to our election infrastructure, with respect to websites and that sort of thing. China has consistently denied U.S. government claims that it hacks U.S. companies, politicians, or government agencies. The U.S. presidential election is an internal affair. We have no interest in interfering in it, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang said in April. O'Brien said the United States had seen hackers try to infiltrate websites belonging to Secretary of State offices around the country, which are responsible for administering elections at the local level and collecting data on Americans. It is a real concern, and it is not just Russia, he said. There will be severe consequences for any country that attempts to interfere in our free and fair elections. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.